On the Nature Trip with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
Ruffed grouse. A few years ago, on a cold February afternoon, my husband and I decided to go for a walk in the North Country woods. The snow was deep and, taking a cue from winter wildlife, we strapped on our wooden snowshoes so we could float on top of the snow. We immediately found the tracks of a bird that doesn't hibernate, doesn't migrate, but does have some very interesting adaptations to survive the winter, the ruffed grouse. Not exactly the track I was expecting to see on this cold day. I pulled my hat down tighter around my ears and began to follow them. Grouse are found throughout New Hampshire. Their tracks are easy to identify, with three distinctive toes splayed out. The tracks are smaller than a turkey's, but larger than a robin's. These chicken-sized birds grow fleshy pectinations along the sides of the toes in fall and winter that shed during the spring. They also aid in walking on snow and make it easier for grouse to reach food that grows on twigs too slender to support their weight. They also have longer feathers down their beak to aid in warming the cold winter air, and longer feathers down their short legs for more insulation. We followed the wandering tracks down the snowbank onto the ice-covered brook. Ruffed grouse can fly, but they typically walk, which explains why these birds often startle me when I'm hiking, as they explode into flight. They always seem to get my heart going when they do this, but they too probably are surprised to see me. Snowshoeing down the brook bank following the tracks, we could hear water rushing below the ice as we tested our footing at each step before putting all of our weight down. The light dusting of snow the night before made for perfect tracking conditions on the ice. The grouse tracks meandered back up the other side of the bank, where we found scat, about 1.5-inch tube-like droppings. In the winter, ruffed grouse eat dormant buds and catkins off trees and shrubs. Their gizzard helps break down this tough cellulose material. A howling wind blew down the brook, and I turned my back into it, thankful I had put on the extra layers. I start to think about how the grouse survives in this temperature. I bet I can guess where he is now, or will be later tonight. When snow is deep and soft, grouse will roost in the snow. Otherwise, they roost on the ground or in trees. Last winter, I was lucky to find and take a photo of this interesting winter adaptation. Along with ruffed grouse tracks and scat, I found two holes in the snow. One hole clearly showed the imprints of bird wings, indicating the exit. Back along the brook, the grouse tracks had disappeared, and we quickly became distracted by other wildlife tracks as we made our way back toward the cabin. Despite our multiple layers, the cold reached deep into our lungs, and thoughts of warm cocoa and the wood stove urged us homeward. Back at our cabin, we kicked off our snowshoes, brushed the snow off our wool pants, and slipped into our own snowy shelter for the night.